In this bulletin, thousands of New South Wales flood rescues, 6 people killed in the United States in another mass shooting, and a second Trans-Tasman match for the Socceroos. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Heavy rain continues to lash Sydney and the surrounding regions, causing rivers to rise and subjecting thousands more people to evacuation orders or warnings. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says there are currently 102 evacuation orders in place, 22 of which were issued overnight. There are currently 19,000 homes without power, and the Bureau of Meteorology says some locations received up to 800 millimetres of rain in just 4 days. Emergency Management Minister Steph Cook says the rain will soon ease, but the emergency is far from over.
So we're really asking communities today to bear with us, keep working with us. It has been a difficult 4 days. There's no gilding that lily. We're not quite through it yet. We've got major flooding heights still on a number of river systems.
The federal government is considering more requests from New South Wales to support flood-affected communities ahead of a visit later this week by the Prime Minister. Anthony Albanese is due to arrive in Canberra later today. Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles told the Nine Network the PM was briefed on the flood situation and could tour the region on Thursday.
Well, I mean, obviously this hadn't happened before he left, but I also know that as soon as Anthony was in a position to make contact, he did, and he'll be on the ground here later in the week.
Also speaking to Nine, Nationals leader David Littleproud has echoed criticism levelled at the PM for being overseas during a disaster. Mr. Littleproud also acknowledged that he wasn't making a direct comparison to Scott Morrison being in Hawaii during the Black Summer bushfires.
But there's a difference between spinning it as a media blackout and whether you can pick a phone up. And whether that puts you in harm's way. And I think we want to be fair and equitable on this, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. They're pretty quick to throw a few grenades at Scott Morrison. Yes, he was on holidays. While they sat there and threw barbs at us, they're doing exactly what we did.
A bulk carrier that lost power off the New South Wales coast in heavy seas is anchored south of Port Botany after a long operation involving 3 tugboats. The state's Port Authority says the captain and crew at the Portland Bay had been through a very challenging 24 hours, but the situation is under control. The 170-metre Hong Kong-registered bulk carrier had dropped anchor about 1 nautical mile off Gary Beach after losing power on Monday. 6 people have been killed and at least 24 injured after a man with a high-powered rifle opened fire from a rooftop at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. The fatal incident turned a civic display of patriotism into a scene of panicked mayhem. The Highland Park shooting marks at least the 308th mass shooting in the US this year, according to Gun Violence Archive. There have been 11 such incidents in the first 4 days of July, including 3 on July 4 alone. Illinois Governor J.P. Pritzker says he's spoken to President Joe Biden and he issued this emotional message.
I'm furious. I'm furious that yet more innocent lives were taken by gun violence. I'm furious that their loved ones are forever broken by what took place today. I'm furious that children and their families have been traumatized. I'm furious that this is happening in communities all across Illinois and America. I'm furious because it does not have to be this way. This madness must stop.
Preparations are underway in Mecca in Saudi Arabia to receive people taking part in the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. Around 1 million Muslim pilgrims from inside the kingdom and internationally will perform the Hajj after years of restrictions imposed because of the pandemic. Ali Alej is an American pilgrim, originally from Bosnia, who's excited for the special occasion.
Very happy to be here. I feel very blessed because around 2 billion Muslims, I'm among them being here. So very happy, very pleased. And I see everything going back to normal.
Hajj is considered the 5th pillar of Islam, and Muslims are duty-bound to undertake it at least once in their lifetimes. The Socceroos have announced a second Trans-Tasman match as part of their World Cup preparations, with Graham Arnold's team to host New Zealand at Suncorp Stadium on September 22nd. The clash with the All Whites will come 3 days before Australia travel to Auckland to face the same opponent at Eden Park on September 25. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.